The upcoming Battle River Crowfoot by-election will see a crowded ballot with over 200 candidates. Many of the candidates come from outside the riding, though several have campaigned in the region, including Castor's own Sarah Spanier. Spanier is running as an independent in the riding, and she hosted a virtual town hall from her home in Castor on July 20. Around half a dozen people connected for the town hall, which she hosted on Facebook. "I am running based on the fact that I am frustrated, and I have heard this frustration from many, many other people in the riding," said Spanier. "We overwhelmingly voted for Damien, QREC, only to essentially have that taken away from us, and the level of frustration is growing a little bit here." Spanier noted frustration with QREC's resignation and the assumption that Pierre Poilievre, the Conservative Party of Canada leader, can simply take over, something that is not appropriate. Continuing, Spanier said she hopes to bring funding into Battle River Crowfoot without being beholden to party lines. With a background in advocacy, grant writing, and frontline support, Spanier believes she can represent the riding effectively. She has already drafted proposed legislation, which is available on her website. "An independent in a minority government actually has a lot more power than most people like to believe," said Spanier. "Their votes are used as leverage for either side to ensure that a bill is passed. And that's something that I would be willing to negotiate for the people of Battle River Crowfoot, you know, if there's something that the community really, really needs. I will gladly give my vote to a party as long as we can ensure that the needs of the people of Battle River Crowfoot are met first." Spanier's platform focuses on government accountability and economic development, aiming to reduce waste in Ottawa and strengthen the local economy. To that end, Spanier said she would advocate for the riding to receive the World Transit Solution Fund, to help provide affordable transportation in the riding. When asked about getting legislation passed as an independent, Spanier noted she doesn't really back down. Spanier's town hall lasted around 40 minutes, and she answered several questions during a question-and-answer component. For a full look at her platform, check out her website at votesarahspanier.ca.